Welcome back to the Coach's Corner with Hampton Dumont Cal football coach Cole Miller. Bulldogs unfortunately fall 36-7 to a rolling story here on the home field on Friday night in Week 7. Coach, just looking at the line score, looks like a pretty steady output from rolling story. You guys were able to get on the board in the second quarter. What's kind of your take on this one? Where things ultimately turn in rolling story's favor?
We played a pretty good first half. They scored with not a lot of time left in the second quarter to go up. Otherwise, we were leading, almost heading into half, 7-6. They have a a really good running back that and a really good wide receiver, and they were just able to go to those guys. And then a couple of their other role players were making some plays too. Their defense was doing just enough to keep our guys off, off or off balance, and made it really hard for reads and blocks, and so tip the got to tip your cap to those guys. They were they played really, really well and had some good players, and our kids battled the for battled for four quarters. They just were able to hit some shot plays, and then those shots led to the the final outcome of the score.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, rolling story, a lot of weapons on both sides of the ball. What seemed to give you guys the most trouble offensively, kind of getting things rolling against those guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think we did, they were able to pretty keep some sustained drives. They just when they were able to get the run game going, and then we try and flip it and go with a heavier front to slow that run game down, and then they were able to find some success in the pass game. So I think they, they, like we talked in the pregame, they're a super balanced team, and once we were able to take away one thing, they were kind of able to find something that worked in the on the other. On the other dimension of it, whether it was run or pass, and they just they got some really good players, and they made some plays. We told our kids that we'd if we could take away the shot plays and make them have to drive the ball, that we'd have some success, and that's what we saw in the the first half. We were able to do that and limit their shot plays. They they weren't able to connect on a ton of them, so but then they were able to hit a few down the stretch, which ultimately stretched that lead out for them.
When it comes to that scoring drive in the second quarter, you'd mentioned Brody Strother capping that off with a touchdown score. If you can just talk about that drive a little bit, what was kind of going right, how you guys were able to get things going there.
Yeah, our offensive line had a good drive that time. I think Joseph Powers did a lot of the work. He made some really nice cuts behind reading our offensive line, the blocks they were making, and was able to get us all the way down inside the five. And then we went to our kind of our heavier set, and handed it off to Brody, and he followed our lineman and our fullback, and he was able to punch it in. So yeah, that was encouraging to see, and then it put us up at the time, so we were super jacked about that. But yeah, and they did a great job on that drive, and we were able to capitalize on it.
All right, I'm going to take a quick time out here on the Coach's Corner with Hampton Dumont Cal football coach Cole Miller. We're back on the Coach's Corner with Hampton Dumont Cal football coach Cole Miller after the Bulldogs fell 36-7, a rolling story here on Friday night in Week 7. Coach, we kind of talked a little bit about this in the pregame, but the fact that you guys are in a position to be playing these meaningful games here down the stretch, what's kind of the vibe and the atmosphere around the program, Ben, knowing that you guys are in good position to get into the playoffs, especially going into next week against Dyke, New Hartford. I have to imagine, despite the loss tonight, you have to still feel pretty good about how things are ultimately sitting right now.
Yeah, I mean, tonight hurt. The kids, they had high, they had high hopes. We were, we knew that if we got a win tonight, we put ourselves in the driver's seat for a district title. If we would have won the following week, and so obviously it's gonna hurt a little bit, and it's good. That shows that the kids are passionate about what they're doing, the sport that they're playing, and they want, obviously you want to have the most success. But you're right, like we're not out of the playoffs by any means. If we need one more win to get in, and so we still control our own destiny, and let it hurt over the weekend, and then get back to work on Monday, and start looking at film and find those areas that we can improve on, and really buckle down on that in practice, and then try and find those advantages you can on film on Dyke, while we're game planning.
Yeah, and speaking of that game next week, a regular season finale. Any initial thoughts on taking on those guys? Obviously they were the Class 1A runner-ups last year, up to Class 2A this year, and they're going to be fighting super hard with a possibility of maybe a home game's going to be online next week as well.
Yeah, I know they're going to bring it. They're well coached. That's why, year after year they're always having the success that they are. The kids are going to do the minor details extremely well. And they're going to give 100% effort for four quarters. their offense, they want to run the ball right at you, but they do have the ability to pass. Their defense is it's pretty basic in the form, they don't do anything fancy. But they just do it really, really well. So we're gonna have to play one of our best games coming Friday.
Any final thoughts you'd like to share before we wrap up here?
Just shout out to the home crowd for showing up and showing out for the boys tonight. We always appreciate their support and proud of our boys for fighting for four quarters and not giving in, not folding when it wasn't going our way. They kept battling, they kept trying to put their best foot forward. So, shout out to those guys as well for always giving their best effort.
All right, Tampa Dumont Cal head coach Cole Miller joining me here on Radio on the Go Sports. Appreciate the time, and we'll catch you here next week.
Thanks, I appreciate having me.
All right, the coach score will continue in just a sec.